One of the more unusual offerings of the Broadway season is currently on stage at the Circle in the Square Theater. Lombardi, a drama about the legendary football coach of the Green Bay Packers, who's probably best remembered for saying, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." The play stars Dan Lauria as Vince Lombardi and Judith Light as his wife, Marie. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady saw it last week and said he really enjoyed it, and so have many non-professionals, which is why its run has just been extended into June. And I'm very pleased to welcome its two stars to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Dan, didn't you play football in college?
I played football in high school and college, Southern Connecticut. It was in New Haven and also at Lindenhurst High School on Long Island.
Did you have any aspirations when you started to play the game professionally?
Not professionally, but I went to college hoping that I would be a coach. And I did coach 1 year at my old high school.
That's what, before your acting career got off the ground?
Well, it was actually after I left college. I went into the Marine Corps for 3 years. And when I came out, I coached for a year at my old high school and then went to the University of Connecticut for a graduate school. My MFA is in playwriting.
Well, I'm still wondering whether this is a bit of typecasting here. Is this a dream role for somebody with your background?
Yeah, a little bit, sure. And a little bit that I look like him, yeah. So,
Judith, what about you? Are you a football fan?
I wasn't before this play.
You had to learn a lot?
I did actually learn a lot. Actually, Dan taught me a lot. And I got the book Football for Dummies as Keith Knobs, who's in the play with us, plays the reporter at his suggestion. So I did that. And I like to say that, you know, Marie, when they asked Marie Lombardi if she liked football, she said, I like boys. Boys play football, so I like football. Yeah.
You do have many of the best lines in the play because she has a pretty sharp tongue. Was writing one of the reasons you were attracted to the role?
Yes, definitely, and also because Dan was in it, and that really made a difference for me. And Tommy Kail, our director, who directed In the Heights. And we have terrific producers, too, so it was a really great package.
To some degree, I understand how casting works on the other side, but do actors look for something where they feel they're going to be comfortable? They know some of the other people in the cast. They know the director or respect the director?
I don't necessarily. I mean, I appreciate it when it's there and it's available, certainly, because Dan and I have known each other for 30 years. We've been friends for a long time. So it gives
Have
a
you
kind
acted
of,
together before?
We did. I was
her pimp in 1980 on One Life to Live.
He loves to tell people that.
She won an Emmy. She won two.
Right.
Daytime Emmy.
All you did was take all the money.
Yes, exactly. That's right. So I don't necessarily look for that, but when it's available and you have that kind of camaraderie with someone and that kind of relationship, it does add to our relationship, I feel, definitely on stage.
Well, as you mentioned, Dan, many people have remarked on how much you look and sound like Lombardi. Did anyone ever tell you you look like him before you took the role?
Well, yeah, a couple of times that has been mentioned. As far as the sound, we had so much help from the NFL, and I've looked at so much footage, so I was able to, you know, get kind of the inflection in his voice and everything. My biggest contribution to the play was I recommended Judith. So she's perfect.
Now he's also my agent.
Yeah, right. But to see the ball player, I mean, when the ball players come, people who've played for Coach Lombardi, they're very moved and they're not surprised with what I'm doing because I do look like him. And
although you did have to emphasize the gap in your front teeth.
Yeah, that's just black nail polish. That's all that is. But they really are moved when they see Judith. She really has captured the real essence of Marie Lombardi.
Well, how do you go about doing that, Judith? Because in the case of Vince Lombardi, there's a lot of videotape out there. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything to guide you by?
First of all, Dan is very generous in terms of me and my work, and I do feel the same way about him. But I was given a couple of things, and I started listening to one of the tapes. There's not a whole lot of material. And I started listening to it, and I said, oh, dear, I'm afraid I'm going to try to impersonate her.
This is always a problem
and
when you
this
play
is,
a real character.
Yeah, yes. And this is just me. Now, other actors don't necessarily feel that way. But with this particular character, I thought, oh, I'm a little concerned that I'm going to have her in my head. So I went to Tommy Kail and our writer, our brilliant writer, Eric Simonson, and I said, are you guys okay if I don't listen to this? And Tommy said, look, just – do what you're doing, and let's see, if we need to have you listen to it or we need to have you see something, then we'll do it. So I didn't, and we've gotten some really nice the family has come, and her daughter Susan came, and they said, we pretty much got it down, so we're just going to leave it for now.
Their daughter came and ran up to Judith and just hugged her and said, you were my mother, including the walk, which she never really saw, and it just works out.
And the players feel that you really have captured the look of Vince Lombardi?
Oh, the look, and they understand there's some dramatic license taken into play, but the essence of the character is... I thought Frank Gifford made a great comment, because I always ask the players, you think the coach would be happy with this? And Frank Gifford said, oh, he'd be very happy, but it has nothing to do with whether you're like him or not. It's the effort you people are putting out. And that was really the essence of Lombardi.
Yeah, and we have a great team. I mean, the guys on the show are really terrific, and they do feel that Dan has captured
Chris,
that completely.
Robbie, Bill, they're great cast. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So... being in a hit play isn't everything. It's the only thing.
No, he never said that. You know, that's one of the things in the play. That was not one of his favorite quotes. He didn't originate it. You know, it actually, we say in the play where it comes from. I don't want to give that away. And it's not from any football coach. But the reason why it was attributed to Lombardi was there was a famous photo of Red Blake and his coaching staff at West Point, and above the photo of all these coaches was that saying, and somehow it got
attributed to
Lombardi, which he never liked it. A man doesn't cheat to win. That's in the play.
Eric Simonson based his play on the book When Pride Still Mattered, A Life of Vince Lombardi, written by David Moranis. Yeah. Did you both read the book while you were preparing for the role?
Oh, yes. I mean, it was our Bible. That was really what I used to work on Marie. And,
David was there. Rehearsal all the time. He was there last night again.
Yeah.
Judith Light plays Vince Lombardi's wife, Marie, and Dan Loria plays Vince Lombardi in the production of Lombardi that is currently on the stage of the Circle in the Square Theater. Dan, you also went to Green Bay. This is really this is sacrificing yourself for research, isn't it?
No, I was looking forward to it.
Maybe you went in the summertime.
Yeah, well, it was in the summer, yes. It was actually during preseason.
If this is cold in New York, Green Bay is really cold.
Oh, I can imagine what poor Marie went through living there. There's really not very much out there in Green Bay.
No.
She was a very sophisticated woman, loved the theater. And
they had lived in New York. Vince had been a coach for the Giants.
That's right, assistant coach.
Yeah.
And they lived in New Jersey, and they were down at the Jersey Shore all the time. I mean, there was a whole life that they had here. So when they went out,
loved to go to Toots Shores.
Yeah,
right?
That's right, all the time. Yeah.
But he, when the show opens, is about to give up football and take a full-time job at a bank because he could not rise any higher in the coaching staff. Who was
there were no Italian coaches.
It was really discrimination against an Italian?
He was very strong. That's why he hated any form of prejudice.
He would not stand for it, any kind of bigotry. That's why when the black players went to the South, he said, if a hotel will not house all of us, none of us will be there. And he had a gay brother, and he was the one that really brokered the relationship between his brother Harold and his father. Yeah.
This goes totally against all the images I would have had of Vince Lombardi if I didn't know about
this. Yes.
I know. And most people know that he was a high school football coach, and they assume he was a gym teacher. He taught physics, chemistry, and Latin.
Yeah.
So here he is. He's about to give up football, take a full-time job at the bank. And in the play, the phone rings with a job offer in Green Bay. Did that actually happen?
Yes. She actually, the way it's in the play, it happened. Marie had taken a phone call, and he was ranting, and she couldn't say, they want you to call.
Yeah.
So,
Jack Vanese.
And she convinces him to take the job, even though
she doesn't really convince him to take the job. She knows he's going to take the job, and what she has to do is get herself behind it to support his vision. That was her greatest gift.
Yeah. She really supported him all the way at a great sacrifice, I think, which is the main part of the play. It's the reason why the women love the play.
That's right.
Well, we should point out that it's obvious why the play has appeal to football fans, but it turns out a lot of women are going to see it as well. It's unusual material for a Broadway show. I see that the National Football League is among the producers.
Right. They've been great.
Is there a story about this play landing on Broadway?
Well, Tony Ponturo, one of our producers, was the head of Bud Light Advertising, and he is constantly in the most influential men in sports every year. And he's the one who approached the NFL about this. So Roger Goodell, the president of the NFL, is 100% behind it because the NFL feels that everybody knows the name Lombardi because of the Lombardi Trophy. But there's a whole generation now who has no idea why it's named after this man. So they're behind it. But I think it's more important than that. It's a genre that has to be explored. I'm really pushing Tony to do the Babe Dietrichson story. I think this is a topic that a lot of young writers would like to delve into, but are told that, oh, no, it wouldn't work on Broadway. And I think that's insane. You know?
Was the Circle and the Square Theater chosen because the stage could be shaped like a football stadium?
I think that's right. You know more of the story. Dan was in on this way before I came into the picture. I didn't really get cast. I think I was the last one cast. So he knows more of that, sort of the backstory about it.
Well, just to be honest with you, part of the reason is none of the theater owners wanted me. I wasn't a big enough name. You know, they want Julia Roberts to play Vince Lombardi because it sells 12 weeks of tickets. So,
Julia Roberts never played Judith Light's pimp.
I know. See,
That's how it all works out.
So, when I was the only one who had worked in around before, and when Ted Mann saw a reading that we did for the NFL and the theater owners, he was the first one to step up and say, "If you want to do it in around," and I was worried that Tommy Kail might not like it, but Tommy was more excited than I was.
He did, because he knew what could be done with that space and how it could be used. And we've had friends come who have said, who've been in that space and played in that space, and said, "I've never seen anything really work as well in this particular theater."
Yeah, it's the right play for the right theater.
Absolutely.
And actually, what happened? We went up to Great Barrington in Massachusetts and did 7 performances on a proscenium stage, and it worked really well. So now people were even more worried. And Tommy Kail was just laughing and said, "Now you haven't seen anything yet."
Well, I would assume that Marie is also somebody that anyone who's felt like a football widow can relate to.
That's what many women say. Yeah.
She did make the players very happy when she had parties. And I understand that the play's website has some extras, including Marie Lombardi's Super Bowl party recipe.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. That's right. And they were her recipes.
Yes.
So they pulled a lot of stuff that she did. She never cooked. She wasn't a cook, but she would throw things together or have people put things together.
I think what's interesting is every night, almost every performance, we hear women in the audience going, "You're just like that. You're just like that."
But what's interesting about what she did with the women was, you know, she was not going to be a victim when she went there. She did a lot of charity work, and she made Vince – she knew what it felt like to be a football widow, and she made Vince, when they won one particular championship, she said, "You will buy these women something." He said, "Yeah, I'll get them a little something." She said, "No, you won't." She made him buy them all mink stoles. Mm. And there is a picture in David's book with all these women in mink stoles. So, you know, this is the Mad Men era.
Yeah.
Standing behind Vince.
Well, we were just talking about the possibility of a lockout in the NFL. Your play will probably be going on longer than football for a while.
Yeah.
I hope that there's no feedback as a result. Maria also does a lot of drinking in the play.
Yes, that's
correct. Do you think that she was an alcoholic, or was that just what people did as a matter of course in those days?
I think it's a combination. And one of the things that we talk about is that because there was so much going on, she had so much emotionally going on, and she couldn't sleep. But he was up in the middle of the night all the time, so she was up and down in the middle of the night. She was self-medicating because it was such a difficult process for her. And there were times when things were better when they moved to Washington, when he was coaching the Redskins, where she drank less. So she could she did have a way of controlling it. But I don't like to determine that about someone, even though she did drink a tremendous amount. And it was the times as well, and they were always throwing parties. But when they went to Green Bay, Dan tells this story about these three women who were friends of hers.
Oh, they were – I told Tony, forget the play, just put the three women on the stage and have them talk. They were funny. But at one point, they actually lied to us. We said, "What about the drinking?" And they said, "Oh, she didn't drink that much. Wine cooler now and then." And they didn't have wine coolers. And as we were walking out, one of the ladies grabbed me and said, "She drank a lot." know. So they were very loyal, even to this day. The people who knew him, they're very loyal to him, especially the players.
Mm-hmm. The play is scheduled to run until June 19th. Any possibility of it going longer? Because there's so much interest in Lombardi now. I understand there's an HBO documentary about him, and then there's an ESPN film in the works starring Robert De Niro, who does not look as much like Lombardi as you do.
Well, the problem right now they're having with the film is they have a commitment from, you know, Robert De Niro, a great actor, and they have, you know, the money. They don't have a script. You know, I really think they shouldn't do a film. They should do a miniseries. It's too – I mean, you could do a 90-minute play just on what Coach Lombardi did for the black athletes. You can do a 90-minute play on just on his family relationship. You know, it's too big a topic to be put into a two-hour movie.
Miniseries is a great idea.
Yeah, I think so.
For information about tickets, go to our show page at WNYC.org. My guests have been Dan Loria, who plays Vince Lombardi, and Judith Light, who plays his wife Marie in Lombardi, which is currently at the Circle in the Square Theater. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you.